Welcome back to SIP Northwest Live with Brian Bushlack, sponsored in part by UIT. Redefine your retirement. Visit youity.com to learn more.
On location at Bigham Knoll in historic Jacksonville, Oregon, counting down to the Oregon Wine Experience coming up August 21st through the 27th, and continuing our conversation with the Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year and Steve Russell at Russell Prayer Rock. You know, the Umpqua Valley is diverse in and of itself, and I asked him to kind of give us the download.
If you look at the climatic differences between Grand Borg and Abisella, and Russell, they're really quite large. And, you know, I getting to know Terry Brandborg a lot more. Terry told me, you know, when he was looking for land to grow grapes, he was passionate about Pinot Noir and Gewurztraminer. So he sought out sites that were cool enough to grow those kinds of varietals. So he's actually in the northern part of the Umpqua Valley. And the Umpqua Valley breaks out the north, the central, and the south. And, you know, I've known Earl Jones quite some time in Abisella, and Earl's passion was Tempranillo. And so he gravitated towards his site because of the heat units there and growing degree days and such. And myself, in the central part of the Umpqua Valley, where it's a little bit more temperate, it's a little cooler than Abisella in the south and warmer than Brandborg in the north. We have the ability here to do a whole number of different varietals. In fact, I have 13 varietals that I grow here. What was really cool is that 2 weeks ago, we had 20 sommeliers from around the country that came to the Umpqua Valley. It was an event sponsored by Somm Journal magazine called Somm Camp. So imagine we've got these 20 sommeliers, and they came from L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, Seattle, Portland, Denver, all over. And part of the reason they were here was, of course, to learn about the Umpqua Valley, but to also look at the diversity and the types of grapes that we can grow here. So one of the tastings that we did was so cool. But Terry Brandborg at Brandborg Winery and Abisella and myself, we each poured a flight of four wines, four whites, and four reds. So 24 wines in total. And they were all in bags. The Somms didn't know what they were. And we had Terry pour Pinot Noir and Gewurztraminer. I poured Syrah and Grüner Veltliner. And Earl poured Albarino and Tempranillo. Now, out of the four wines that were poured in bags, one of the wines was a 90-plus rated wine from the region that varietal was made famous. So in my case, in Syrah, I had a 93-point rated Northern Rhone wine, and that was in a bag, and it was poured out in that flight of four. So we did this with the Somms, and the outcome, And actually, the only thing that we asked the Somms to do was to see if you can spot the wine that's not from the Umpqua Valley, but is either from Burgundy or Syrah or from Spain, et cetera, et cetera. And the outcome was that in very few cases could the Somms consistently select the non-Umpqua Valley wine. And needless to say, we were all quite pleased with the outcome.
We'll see Steve Russell from Russell Prayer Rock at the Oregon Wine Experience coming up in August here in Jacksonville, and hope to see you as well.